Peace be unto you. Sumjenka munyina pamcho mama yentnasi. Edanya miasi ene anope se wamaya kwenya to come to his presence and to hear his word. Hallelujah. Shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you so much for gathering us together this morning to hear your word. I pray that, Lord Jesus, you speak to us. We bring every heart that is broken, every relationship that is torn. We ask that this morning you speak to us, that we live as people who have been restored, who you have delivered. We bless your name, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh yeah, adie, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, risa. Jesus Christ, the Alpha and Omega, the restorer and deliverer of our lives. The restorer and the deliverer of our lives. And in time, I'm sure I see and I'm saying, Yesu eno ya adie ye, ono na osiesie ni asei, ono na ojie efi oseye mu. So this morning, I don't know where you are. I don't know where your troubles are. I don't know where you have been. But I'm here to remind you that Jesus Christ is the restorer and the deliverer of our lives. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor, for me, that was any session I see, for giving me this chance to speak here this morning. If you look at the theme, it says, the restorer, the restorer. It means that ono no siesie, ono ena osiesie. But let us look at the word restore itself, because no siesie no any a friend restorer. Hallelujah. The person who repairs is the repairer. The person who restores is the restorer. So let's look at the word restore. Let's look at the word restore. It has many meanings. It can be to return something to the owner. Ebi obi bia yira. Pa ponchi bia yira no bia ko hunu bebe bi woni pa kono e restore back to the owner. Hallelujah. Ana wa kuku bi ayira o bebe no bi ehu. They bring it back to the owner. They have restored it. Or to replace or return something to its previous place. To bring something back, and I said to return something to its previous place. ebia mi fo obi fo eda baby na wahu na wodi onipa kunu fo na akwakwa kwoto ama. You have restored the phone back to its original place. To bring something back, such as from relapse. So, say, in the medical terms, obi a yare and I say an alcoholic. Ewo hwa, no co treatment. We are trying to restore the alcoholic back to their original position. Or to heal, to cure, or to recover from a disease. To repair or rebuild something. So the person who does all of these things is called the restorer. It's called the restorer. So as you can tell, for a restorer to be effective, something has to go wrong. Something has to go wrong. This is a baby, ansan yes, yes, you know. And the person is restoring it. They are restoring it back to its original place or its original position. So, if you go to work and your computer breaks down, right, you call an IT person. And when they come, they try to restore the computer back to its original factory settings. Senebeya, it will function as it was intended to be. So this morning, when we are saying that Jesus Christ is the restorer of our lives, we are saying that Jesus Christ is trying to restore us back to it, our intended purposes. Last week, our first Bible reading, we spoke about how God created the universe. Sen Eradi Bo, we are saying, Sen Onuemo Jina Ojina no share no say, ah, ba for my bo unye fe pa. Hallelujah. I know from my infancy because my mom told me that I'm unyefe, and I know. So, Bible say, Nyankupon bo ni pada sin no, onuemo jina no say, ah, my body fe pa 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 pa. Hallelujah. Along the line, something went wrong. Something has gone wrong in our lives. Something has changed in our lives. So Christ has to restore us back to the position of onua oyewe ya ohun se adewe amaboy eye. Hallelujah. And now no pay. I don't know what has gone wrong in your life. I don't know what has gone wrong in your situation. I don't know what has changed in your life. But this morning Christ is here and he's restoring us. Hallelujah. Christ is here and he's restoring us. Into yes. Tunin say Makuma Ashema Ashema Ebrusu Makuma Ashema
Ashema Ebrusu Makoto
Yakoto or Bonsam Amene Bimua Senyame Amanen Sasua, Yabekoswa Shimusa, Hallelujah. Ebusia Yarebi E Titi, Senyame Amanen Sasu, Nuanjia and Fuma will continue to live in that sickness. Our relationships has been torn, has been separated. If Christ does not come back to restore those relationships, Yabra Bobe Basa, our lives will be in a mess. Our lives will be in a mess. Our first Bible reading is a classic example of a woman who has traveled to a foreign land. Naomi, ene ne kunu Elimelech ene ne mamie no etu kwa akoba bi e kwa kwa kopɛ eduane efise oman a omwo mu no ekɔmo aba oman ni mu. So they have to travel. No more to quack, 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 baby, not be morning a coy. Be mona quack, 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 woo, a woo, a woo. Nay, woo, woo, musa, na, ne mammy, no, our dear Mokoyan, me mammy, no, so, a quack, 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 woo. Hallelujah. Ebisian four, let us just bring down to ourselves. See a too quiet abo be man so. What crap our Ghana? See me bear brutally. Oh, Bano, Unu Kunu, and no mammy, you know. You were coming for a better future. Because when Naomi and her husband left, your friend said, Judah to go to Moab, no. Na Moab, no, na Edriane, ewo ho. Omu Krom, Judah, and Edriane, ni ho. And Tianye fi Ghana, ye ba, say, ye ba, pay me, be Eddie. Na ye ba, be drew, ah, say. Na sebio okunu anase oyira ye ne ne bae na oba ba ewu ewo akwantum na emofra ye ne omo bae na omo ba ba ewu ewo akwantum. It's a tragic story. It is a tragic event. Naomi ne ni da so biem. Naomi enni ni da so afeni akoba ne se Naomi obesan ayeden akunechi. Obesa kunechi na menchade oko ode ni daughter-in-law edinechi edukoyen baby ananka. There is no hope in that so any hope if you say onu em no wanyi into kache ne daughter daughter-in-law Ruth say enimechi udimechi ni ekọ ukro mu ha. Yes, if you go back to Judah. Men conquer will be many of Abemu be a media mount. I'm more than a quack. So stay here. Ruth said, no, Meko, and I didn't call. But I said, I will not tell the story. If you have time, go and read the story. But the essence of the story is Jesus Christ restoring things that Naomi had lost. It's a story of God restoring back to Naomi what she had lost. David, who became a king, Ruth had become David's great-grandmother. Ruth was a Moabite. And in that Sony baby, Ruth was a Moabite. Now, so because God was restoring things back to Naomi, you know, Ofano so emieko ye ohini David, Ruth became David's great grandmother, and through that your friend is saying, genealogy, you know, Jesus Christ came. Hallelujah. So you see what was meant for evil, and I say what was a tragic event. But when God came in, when God came into the situation, it became different. When God restored and delivered Naomi, the story changed. And now no pay me Bible and say, Irade ever buy a story more. God will come into our stories so that our stories becomes different. So that our stories becomes very different. He is indeed a restorer. He restores and he delivers. He restores and he delivers. In our third Bible reading, here we were being exposed to Jesus Christ and the power that he has. Jesus Christ and the power that he has. He was showing that Otimi. Okay, so the delivery, you know, he can deliver us from danger. But he also delivers us from our sicknesses. He also delivers us from our sins. Sometimes, it has become so difficult. It has entangled us. So we are not able to come out from it. If you want somebody to deliver you from that sin, from that sickness, Who better to go to than Jesus Christ? Who better to go to than Jesus Christ? Saying to the Lord, Lord, I need help. Lord, I need help. Every time you come to JY, I tell JY, say, there has never been a point in time anyone who has gone to Christ and said to Christ, Lord, I need help. Lord, I need help. Has the Lord turned his back on? Obi eni wa wakachi irade se irade mi hia umwa irade deliver me baby ama kwa kwa kudunu mi ye mi wushia enye ye irade baby asitna edi mi kwa kwa kudunu mi chimu wa enye ye inti irade bremu mami. No one in any point in time has ever called unto the Lord. Has the Lord turned his back on? If we have the faith today, Jesus Christ will turn his face to us and he will deliver us. There'll be troubles, there'll be challenges. Now, as King David, who has seen it all, he said in Psalm 34, verses 19 to 20, he says in Psalm 34, verses 19 to 20, as he says, I'm going to be a new baby, and I'm going to be a new baby. Yamaniye ebedosu. Hallelujah. Psalm 34, verses 19 to 20. It says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Yamaniye ebedosu. Hallelujah. The challenges are many. Enkratane nkoyie no nyamenim ye maybe who have gone wayward are challenges for us, but in the midst of that, can we project Psalm 34 verses 19 to 20, please? Psalm 34 19 Many are the afflictions of the righteous. I wanted to explain it a little better. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. It's an assurance from Christ Jesus. It's an assurance from Christ Jesus that although our afflictions are many, he saves us from them. So although our challenges, how no adults no, Irade is able to deliver us from our troubles. Obi ano oyare. Na kuman for no answer them huni ye. Na Peter ne John esan yari. Na memu for no, they were surprised. See, when Christ restores us, when Christ delivers us, and when people see us, they are surprised. Hallelujah. But they have forgotten that the restorer of our lives, the deliverer of our lives, is the one who has changed our situation. Into unhuno a omuhu no no muhu ni ye if you say eden irade agye no irade agye no na no pay irade engine irade engine. When you look at Luke chapter 19 verse 10, Luke chapter 19 verse 10, it talks about how God came to save us. It talked about how God came to save us. For the Son of Man is come to save that which is lost. Hallelujah. It's a deliverance. God wants to deliver us from our troubles. Because as I said earlier on, his intended purpose, he said, and you mean now will synchronize nicely. It's just like our bodies, right? Something goes wrong in one part of your body, you feel the effects on the other part of the body, right? So when healing comes, the body becomes complete. So when Christ comes to save us, he comes to save us and deliver us from our sinful behaviors. And I know Payment Pai Bonnie say, and allow ourselves for Christ to save us and deliver us from our troubles. When you read 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10, na me kan ye no, ena me bisa mo se, inti rade su yi, eye o miye breka kransa. O miye breka kransa. But the God of all grace, who has called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that we have suffered a while, after we have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, and as established, strengthen, settle you. There is another version, I think it's the NIV version. I like the NIV version. The NIV version talks about God restoring us after we have suffered a little while. God restoring us after we have suffered a little while. Ebisyan, the things that you are going through, irradiate in few years. The challenges that you are facing, I like this version, will himself restore and make you strong. Hallelujah. God himself will restore the challenges that we are going through. And Nehemiah says, he sees, he has not forgotten about you. His ears are still hearing your prayers. Do not give up. Continue praying, because after you have suffered a little while, he will restore you. Hallelujah. He will restore you. He will restore you. Today, this is what I bring to you. Jesus Christ can restore our relationships. Jesus Christ can deliver our souls. Not only physical and spiritual healings, he can save us from our sins. Jesus Christ, if we have faith in him, when he brings restoration and deliverance, people see us and people marvels. Eye bi mu ngwangwa. If you say ready, and why yes, hallelujah. As I bring my message to a close this morning, I want to bring you a very prophetic word from the prophet Joel. From the prophet Joel. Joel chapter 2, verses 25 to 26. Joel chapter 2, verses 25 to 26. And I hope that we walk away with this prophetic word from Joel. It says, I will repay you for the years the locust hath eaten. Hallelujah. Enemebia udueduya ya enumebi abedi. Sikebia ode tuwa ebinumwe wiewia. Enijebia Obi aji efu nsemu. Yare bia ada osu ache. Eneme bia e titi u a uda untimi enna. This is a prophetic word from Joel. That I will repay you the years the locust has eaten. The great locust. The other locust, the swarm. My army that I have sent among you. I will have plenty. You have plenty to eat. But you use the NIV version. I like the NIV version than this, because it talks about restoration, and I like to use that word restoration. Let's use the NIV version. NIV version. Okay. You have plenty to eat until you are full. Hallelujah. This morning, may God give us plenty to eat until we are full, because he's restoring us, because he's delivering us. And then it says that, and then you will praise the name of the Lord, who has worked wonders among you. Never again, never again, never again, never again will my people be ashamed. Never again will my people be ashamed. May the Lord restore us. May the Lord deliver us. And as the Lord bring restoration, and as the Lord bring deliverance, never again should we be ashamed. Never again should we be ashamed. But we will go and praise the Lord, because He alone is bringing us back to the original place that He intended for us. And I know, pray, this is a prophetic word from Prophet Joel. Take, hold on to it, stand firm, and don't give up. And God will never again put you to shame. Hallelujah. Shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you so much for your word to us. Thank you for speaking to us. Thank you that, Lord, you are the deliverer and the restorer of our lives. Father, restore us. Father, deliver us. Na me be bia kwakwa kudu boni bia ya tomo yare bia da yenso adwendwen bi kwadande bi eneme bia etitie aye da yentimi enna ibade nyasa na boy efa pasen chese ubone me nyina na ohweye na ohuye na ukase eye ibade wa moyese ayimachi and a man titi and I in soon. A ready one more say, I am marching. Yen sorry, na ye ni incumbium. Bibi na touchy man. Yen pieble and ne anopanesem. Because you are the restorer, Father, restore us. Father, bring us back to your original place. And let us see your glory. May people see us. May our stories be different. We thank you, Jesus Christ, because you are Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.